Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name is Steve Bose. Bayer's transformation plan involves removing hierarchy and empowering employees. Bayer, the maker of Alka-Seltzer, Claritin, and other popular over-the-counter drugs, has been in a rut, seeing its stock decrease more than 50% in the last year. Now its leader believes he has a plan to get the company out of their downward spiral. The idea involves slashing the corporate bureaucracy, giving employees more control, and hopefully as a result, allowing the company to innovate more efficiently. Bayer CEO Bill Anderson, who has been the chief executive since June of 2023, even has a fancy corporate name for his uncorporate plan. It's called Dynamic Shared Ownership. Anderson's plan involves a radical new look for the organization. In a traditional corporate setting, the organizational chart flows upward. Lower-level employees have managers, those managers have their own managers, and so on until the top of the chain. Anderson said that employees have expressed issues with this traditional structure, especially at a large company like Bayer. According to company information, Bayer employs just under 100,000 people worldwide. But with size has come a slowing down of decision-making and innovation. Increasingly, we can't get anything done, Anderson said. It's just too hard to get ideas approved, or you have to consult with so many people to make anything happen. Bayer's transformation plan has two main components. One, reducing rules and policies, and two, eliminating several layers of management and slashing the corporate hierarchy. Anderson has said that the plan involves cutting the literal corporate rulebook. Bayer's company regulations run more than 1,300 pages long, and he wants to cut them by 99%. The other key part of Anderson's proposal is cutting a big chunk of middle managers and letting employees choose the projects they want to pursue. The company hasn't disclosed yet how many managers will be cut. Thousands of U.S.-based managers will be reorganized into different positions, while other roles will be eliminated, according to reports in the Wall Street Journal. The reorganization plans didn't solely stem from employee frustrations. Investors are also demanding to see a fast turnaround from the pharmaceutical giant, according to reports. And in the past year, Bayer has seen its stock decrease more than 50%, from just over 60 euros per share to just under 28 euros per share. It will be extremely interesting to see how this transformation plan impacts the results at Bayer, both from a financial perspective as well as in innovation and employee engagement. Turning around such a large organization will always be challenging. Perhaps it truly does require a massive reimagining of the design and structure of the organization to do just that. We will watch this story and post a follow-up later this year. And we'll continue to monitor the important topics and trends in the world of work here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. That's it for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.